say this, man. Episode 201. Wow.
The idea.
Wow. You've embarked on a new journey.
We've arrived.
A new journey.
New era.
A new journey. It's nice.
Do you want to do the make some noise for 201 or
wait for that one? Edo.
I'll try and do his voice.
Make some
noise for 201. Yay!
That definitely wasn't his voice.
Ball. Sorry, man. I tried.
How's everyone? Everyone good?
Look at this.
Jimmy's literally just taking Dole's space. We didn't even get to introduce him. He's got Jimmy Downs. We got to give Jimmy Downs.
Yeah!
Enki couldn't make it today. Dole's still on his way. Two strikes are literally chiseling everyone up. Rail strikes, chiseling everyone. So,
yeah.
Causing up a lot of traffic and stuff. This week in wrestling has been quite cool, I'll say.
You didn't say shout out Laps, or?
Oh yeah, Laps is in Dubai. He's in the shakes.
Yeah,
in Dubai.
The shakes
in Dubai from. So is it Sheiks or Shakes?
I think it's Sheik. I remember a TNA wrestler was Sheik.
I ain't Sheik.
Yeah, so. I ain't Sheik. I don't know.
The Sheiks right now. In Dubai. He's enjoying himself. So yeah, Laps, enjoy yourself, man. Catch you when you get back, innit?
Yeah, man.
I'm jealous.
Talking about the Iron Sheik, actually, Undertaker's got a podcast now, actually. So
episode one's out.
No, boy, it's been a couple of things.
Undertaker's got a YouTube channel now.
Wait, as in. I know WWE announced it, but is it a fully
Undertaker?
But WWE involved?
Nah.
Oh, that means he's going to say whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's saying his worst roommate is the Iron Sheik.
That's the correlation. I was thinking,
wait,
check it later, man.
I've been watching it every day. Sorry.
He's actually got a podcast.
Yeah, bro. He's out here now, bro.
Oh, that's nice.
He's
man.
Out here,
that's
but nice. He's saying some mad stories. But anyway, check man. That out.
Mark Calloway.
He's going to be. And if it's not produced by WWE, that means he can say anything.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's not going to say, you might need to smoke crack again.
He wouldn't say Iron Sheik is the worst roommate.
No, but he can say that. Okay. Of course, yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. He went crazy though, because Iron Sheik was doing fucking squats at like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, I heard he's mad.
And he was doing crazy stuff in the shower for like an hour, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'll definitely check
it out. You think it's been a good week in wrestling?
He even spoke about Benoit. So there we go.
Oh, yes, the most
favorite.
That's where he came from, yeah?
Yeah.
That's his YouTube channel.
I'm going to check that. Yeah. That's funny. How many subscribers?
Like, subscribe.
Subscribe.
I say it's been a decent week in wrestling. Raw this week was pretty good from what I saw from the reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
good.
NXT seemed good as well. They just announced the breakout tournament as well. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What else have I missing? Jade Cargill was at this new show. Championship game. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Big 16.
Giving the thing to.
What else happened?
The C1 continues. The C2.
The C2. Yes.
Continental Classic.
Yep.
Big G1, whatever you want to call it.
Jay, was it there?
No, I was going to say, I seen Nikita kick someone's head off. I don't know.
Yeah, Nikita kicked
someone's head
off. Forget that.
Last legend.
Jay Uso is not allowed to wear Yeet Tips no more because they've got a trademark strike. Our guys, Gabe Kidd and Flipping Water.
That was funny.
Having a brother.
That was funny.
We'll talk about it today as well.
That was funny.
Ashay Wrestling Show as well happened literally last week, Friday.
Yeah,
and it was a great show. Great reviews, great things. And bro, like, it's onwards and upwards from here. We're going to talk about that as well today. And yeah, there's a lot to get through, man. I obviously made a menu. We had the Master Chef came through, clacked down the fine slices.
Yeah,
and they just sit back on the plate. So
the big stories. Yeah, we'll bring you the big stories right here.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, so we're going to get into it today, man. But before we get into it, I was debating last week, do we need to do intros anymore?
You know what, I don't have one, so...
I think we should just get into it. We'll do intros,
but let the people then tell us. Do you guys still want?
Yeah.
Still like
they're gonna want it. They're gonna
you
want
don't
it.
Want us to
they're
do
gonna want it.
Because I feel like sometimes when you intro, it breaks the whole podcast. That just goes straight in.
First
intro, man. By the way, fuck it. It's a full show now. For full knowleders, VHS Papi to my left, I got
Superboy Groovy Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
See me on TikTok, Groovy Mania. 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, you hit it. Yeah, here.
Subscribe followers. Yeah. 1,000 subscribers.
Mashallah.
Building.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we're in the building. It's been a while, actually. It's been a while since I've been here. Like, I don't even think I was in
here. You've never been in this room. I can't
remember. He was our first guest in the other room.
Other room, yeah.
This is Madison Square Garden. This is not Madison Square Garden. It's not Pirate.
We'll take it to Madison Square Garden.
That's not Madison Square Garden. That's ECW.
Pirate is flipping SmackDown, fam. That's
not SmackDown. That's
Friday Night SmackDown.
I'm trying to drink it.
Hey, we haven't actually christened Pirate, you know.
Huh?
Christened. Yeah, we've christened. We've given ECW
a name.
Yeah, we haven't given Pirate a name. That's crazy.
The Gutter.
It's Velocity still.
The Gutter.
Velocity, yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe he or something.
Anyway.
It's your boy Sam Blacks, Mr. Controversial, Underdog, Vista Top 5 Dead or Alive, Big Man, Mr. Right. 150 million percent, Mr. Hot Takes. You know what I mean? Immediately.
Nicky Garcia's baby boy.
Oh, babes, how can I miss you? I'm sorry.
Babiest.
You know what I mean?
being in the Twitter group chat for the origin of Immediately is like the greatest thing ever.
Too funny.
The funniest thing ever, bro.
Things.
Funny.
Things.
What am I saying? What's up, people? My name's Mets. I'm a wrestling fan, wrestling enthusiast, a WrestleManiac.
If you will.
You're tuned into episode 201 of the Wrestling Podcast. Let's go.
Yes.
Yo. First things first, man. RIP WWE Home Videos. I want to get into that quickly.
Cool.
WWE Home Video have announced that they're not doing any more copies of any PLEs, pay-per-views, or any like shows, any specials anymore. WWE have, you know, gone through and said, you know, we're not doing it no more. So, yeah, man, that's a big piece of culture gone. I'm from the days where Mandem used to swap tapes, Silver Vision.
Yeah.
Even just like you get a DVD from flipping Tesco.
Yeah.
And you watch it. So that's a big part of history gone.
Do you remember the first DVD you ever had?
Yes. I had a Rey Mysterio DVD, but I got it free with SmackDown Here Comes the Pain. From Algo. So I was like a Rey Mysterio, but I had a Rock DVD. So it was like the first 10 minutes and done. I just keep watching.
For me was the Mick Foley cassette.
Yeah.
Talking about his whole documentary. That's why he's my top five.
Yeah.
I saw the whole.
Is that your earliest memory was with Mick?
Cool. Yeah, Mick is cold.
I yacked someone's VHS cassette though.
You yacked it? WrestleMania 17.
Double DSS. Yeah.
Bro, I remember the first time I saw that, and obviously I knew Stone Cold like as a good guy, and I'd never experienced his heel run because it's like I saw him as a good guy, and then I saw him in present time when he's at the GM. So I thought, oh, okay, Stone Cold's a good guy, hates Vince. When I saw Vince had him in the chair, I was like,
Terrible scenes.
Heartbreaking.
The first DVD I ever had, I think, was the Royal Rumble that Austin won, the 2001.
This one.
Rumble. Which one?
Oh, the first one?
No, 2001 Royal Rumble where Austin wins and it's like he's bleeding.
That's Kane. When Kane came with the... Yeah.
That was the first DVD I ever. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, that was good.
All the time. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I've never been much of a...
Collector.
Yeah, I used to borrow and stuff and give it back, so I've not really owned my own. The ones I had, it was very recent when I went to Clash of the Castle.
Oh, they gave it to you?
So, yeah, they gave us on DVD... SummerSlam 92, Bret Hart and thing.
You got that.
They gave us hella DVDs.
You got that.
I might still have, I think I might have kept one or two.
You saw them. Oh, no. Yeah. So the Bret Hart thing will go for peas now though.
Yeah, I think I might have one or two. I purposely thought I should probably keep one or two. But they literally gave there's so many goodie bags and freebies. We just like filling our bags with them. Like,
no, I would have grabbed that rock.
He wouldn't even know it. It's just his Bret Hart. He just grabs it.
I had people on eBay messaging me like, "Where did you get this from?" I thought it was. I got sugar. I thought it was WWE. Like thinking like someone is like making this in their house and you know reprinting it and selling it. That's when I knew like raw. Like everything I was selling off that I had from Clash of the Castle in terms of other merch as well. I was thinking, yeah, they made this like just for this event in it. Like and people that were. Where I was like managed to get backstage or media and stuff like that.
Do you feel like they do that every single time for every single show?
What makes like special stuff?
Yeah, like for example, like press normally get like a... I saw Clash of the Castle, I saw a few influencers got the same package as well.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if they went to like a, say the Fastlane or Survivor Series, do you think they'll get the same treatment?
I'm not buying a Fastlane Blu-ray.
I'm not saying buy it. I'm saying if they handed you a goodie bag.
Oh yeah.
If everything gets a goodie bag.
I don't think so. But obviously this was a big show.
Yeah.
So maybe the big shows, WrestleMania and stuff like that, backstage, there's certain goodies and all of that kind of stuff. I think that's probably how they do it. Like I said, I didn't value much of the stuff that was in there, innit? I just thought, well, after a while, I thought, this is just sitting in the corner of my house, let me shot it. Yeah. And then the way that like, people were messaging me on eBay,
put the price up.
Bidding more. I took it off eBay. I relisted it at the higher price. Once it's live, you can't change the price. Once people show interest.
Yeah.
So I just took it off and relisted it at a higher price. And people were just still buying it, flying. Like,
okay,
Man. The DVD thing is, it's a shame, but like I was saying earlier, it's going to increase the value of everyone that now owns VHSs, DVDs and stuff like that because you can't get it elsewhere sort of thing. So
there was a guy that was selling... all 90, I think from 97 to like 99 VHS cassettes in the car boot sale. I was going to buy it because it was the final day there and I was like, where the fuck am I going to pull this shit?
I'm going to put it.
But hopefully it's still there though. I'm going
to
probably
now I need
it.
To buy a VHS
machine. I've got one in my shed.
I'm not start clocking. Wait a minute. It's that.
Exactly. But yeah, RIP WB Home Video. We've got the network now, so.
Good.
Yeah, tell him it's fine. Cool. So I think the big issue to come out this week, Okada has hinted that he may be leaving New Japan. My only thing is this. I think Okada's going to go to AEW.
You think he's going to go?
If he were to go anywhere else, I think he's going to AEW.
Yeah. If he leaves. I don't think he leaves, though.
I don't know. Yeah.
And
How do you think they would treat him if he went to AEW?
They'll show well. For sure.
Have you got another Japanese star with them?
Takeshita.
Yeah.
No, but Okada, they can't shoot Okada. Like,
it's Okada. They'll treat him. I think they'll treat him well. They'll try to anyway.
They will.
But like, there isn't really precedence for being treated well as a Japanese superstar over there. Like obviously a lot is said about the WWE and how they treat Japanese people, but what's the precedence in the AEW? I would love to see
because the question
there.
Is does it move you?
Okada.
You know what it is? The E. But you know what it is? It's more like, I just feel it won't last long. It won't last long, man.
Okada and Roman Reigns is a dream match.
Yeah.
People often tell me.
Why wouldn't it be a dream match?
No. I'm saying, so like, that's
spectacle wise. I mean, those have been the two biggest guys for their company for the last probably nearly 10 years now.
Like,
you're smiling.
Because I'll be there. Because I'm imagining the promo in my head, fam.
Bruv, the people like Roman Reigns, main events every WrestleMania. Okada. Same way Okada. Mm. Okada is currently now trying to do some type of ballot to knock Sanada off main event.
Was that storyline? Was actual?
He wants the people, to vote. Who should main event Wrestle Kingdom? Sanada and Naito, or me, and Bryan Danielson.
This is very WWE, though. I can't lie. That sounds very WWE.
That's ego.
Is he prepared?
What are you saying? That's ego. Like it's the same way.
I
rate it though. I can't lie. It's cool.
They put Roman Reigns and Undertaker to main event WrestleMania at one point, didn't they? When they had a world title. The match wasn't good. But like, this is how you really pull your weight. Like, I'm the top boy here. Like, I don't care who's got the world title. He clearly ain't doing a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Danielson, I'm sure if they made him and Danielson the main event, no one is going to blink.
No, of course.
Wrong with care.
Of course.
But it's a disrespect, especially for
Sanada ever main event?
Main event what?
Wrestle Kingdom.
No.
Main event.
I don't think so.
Okada should use that in a promo.
After budget,
she should be big time. Sorry.
It's big facts. Like,
Adele in the building. Adele was in the building. Adele, I think it's right. You say your intro, man.
I'm fucking tired, man. Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm Adele. I'm not doing
it. the stairs, isn't it?
Bro, I'm working it.
Oh shit! Yeah.
But
the stairs are horrible. Anyway.
Yeah. Okada. I mean, obviously, Nakamura is in WWE. They're good friends. Nakamura was Chaos faction leader before he left the reins to Okada. Mm. There's a few things there, but with WWE, the chances are he has to move to Japan. Huh? Sorry, he has to move to the US.
Man's going to get tossed. He's
going to
show
up. Okada should go
to WWE. Okada should go to WWE.
I think he should come to WWE.
I don't think he'll survive.
I don't think he should go to AEW. AEW is finished. It's over. It's over.
Bro, I just sent emails out.
Joking. AEW is very bloated. There's no point. I don't think anybody should say that.
But then I was thinking, if Okada is to come, yeah, does WWE have too many main eventers at this point?
No. They need it.
No, do you know why? Because their new system has changed. Not everyone is at pay-per-views anymore. People just miss it.
Yeah.
And WrestleMania is 2 nights.
Mm. Need to fill it.
They've got leeway. Mm. Don't worry about CM Punk. His legs are gonna break in 2 months.
Hey, don't do that, man.
I'm so sorry.
You know what?
It's inevitable.
You are a man of God. Man of God, you're cursing somebody.
You know what?
If he gets,
I feel like with the way WWE has been operating, like maybe like the last year or so, regardless of whether people make it to pay per views or not, with the way the storylines are like interwoven. Everyone matters, regardless of where they are on the card. Whereas with AEW, it's like, unless you're like the big six, it doesn't matter that you're just there for fodder. And if Okada was to now join AEW, of course, he's going to be given the red carpet and everything. But I'm looking more so, in the grand scheme of things, the people that are not on the show anyways. Mm. They're the ones that are going to be affected. We've seen it with the likes of the Edges coming in. We've seen it with the likes of the Adam Coles and the Danny Bryan's, Jay White's coming in. Bro, Grand Metalik should be.
He's never signed.
Dang, that one.
That he's never signed, bro.
Grand Metalik can say no to Professor Commander because he deserves more, and I'm with him.
Oh fuck, Grand Metalik is suffering.
Fam, hey, he's a better man. Like, bro, I don't want to mention people's names, but there's better wrestlers that could be doing way, way, way more. You have 6 hours of programming a week, and you're telling me you can't find space to build a lot of these wrestlers.
There's companies, Ring of Honor's there.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but Charlie, you didn't watch. You didn't watch Ring of Honor.
I watched Ring of Honor. You know.
I swear.
Yeah, I saw when Ronda Rousey was there.
They're good. Man has to bring evidence, you know. Fuck off.
No, but you know what it is? Look at that. The Workhorsemen, Workhorsemen have been good for years.
Yeah.
It's only what they've been cooking online and what they've been doing with DPW. Now Tony Khan is now saying, you know what, maybe you're more than just jobbers.
Yeah.
Maybe you're more than just eating the pin from FTR and the Lucha Bros. Now we're going to give you a chance. But it's like, how many wrestlers have to have that they have to now? Like, I get it with a lot of wrestlers in AEW. I feel like you have the freedom to be able to go to other wrestling companies and showcase yourself. But then even then, there's wrestlers who are showcasing themselves and still to no avail. They're just there for a paycheck. And hey man, as much as I love AEW, I don't know, it seems like a new 2000s WWE, low key. It seems like all they're doing is monopolizing. They're doing all these partnerships with all these different companies and then poaching their talent. And
imagine for New Japan, if they lost, well, we know Will is obviously going to AEW, and then they lose my man, Okada, a month before they lose Will.
Horrible.
That's their two top boys gone. And obviously, they can still go back to New Japan and we'll be because stuck of with partnership, David
Trinity.
But...
We're fucked. Hey, it's a red toast. It's over.
Well, I remember saying something. Someone said, like, Okada's wife is quite famous in Japan.
She's a model.
Like, a big... And it's like... For him to move out of Japan,
AEW have obviously given Will a deal where he can stay in England and just come and shoot and stuff. And Kota Ibushi's got a similar deal where he's living in Japan, but he signed. Obviously, his legs are more gone than Okada's.
He can stay in Japan.
It's true.
Ibushi.
Give him time, man. Habits.
His habits.
Ibushi.
I was saying,
Okada can probably stay in Japan with his wife and just come and do AEW when needed and still
that's long.
Do you think deals like that are conducive for AEW?
No.
I don't see how it helps move the product along.
From what we've seen with Pac in AEW, it just I always feel like Pac was supposed to be a main eventer when AEW started.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember? Yeah.
It was even signed.
Do you guys remember Gunther when Gunther didn't want to move to the States?
Because of his wife.
Because his wife. He got the NXT program. He don't want NXT. Look at him now.
He divorced his wife.
Oh, he got Jenny.
He divorced his wife. Got Ginny.
Coming to
America. Now look at Gunther.
I don't know what's that. Divorce your wife. Like,
I mean, don't let that bitch hold you back.
I hear it though. Don't let your girlfriend stop you from finding your love in your life.
Yeah.
What's his love?
Now look at him, Manzo. You get me?
I mean. Gunther was a certain way. We loved him like that. Like, let's not mess around.
Right, obviously,
like,
the whole thing of him not trying to move out, it was, eventually he moved. And
yeah, he wanted to stay with his wife. Yeah, maybe just what he didn't want to do long
distance. I'm not surprised because I'm looking at this, yeah. Japan to, like, for example, you live in Japan, right? And they've got a show in Washington. Japan to Washington. Then from Washington to, what if they need for, are you going to stay the whole week? Or it's just long, bro. You're just tiring yourself out.
Mm. It's true.
I don't know how that program works out.
Okada should stay in New Japan, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't see the benefit of him going to a WWE or an AEW. Now, of course, you know,
I do feel like if Okada were to go to WWE, I know people are turning their nose up, whatever, yeah. I feel like with Triple H in charge, the presentation of him.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. WrestleMania.
I don't know if you might remember. There was not the main event.
It won't be a main event.
Why?
It won't be the main event.
It may not be like.
It cannot be the main event.
Wait, cool down. It might not be this year's main event. But he's a main event. Let's not mess around.
Okada's going to main event.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
Who 100%. Who made it? You haven't watched Okada wrestle,
innit? Have you watched Okada
wrestle?
It's Triple H to twist
the match. The thing is, I've watched Okada wrestle fine, but
where
like,
do you watch him wrestle?
Are you sure to go on the bright lights and
when?
New Japan is bright lights.
Yeah,
you have to remember who Triple H is. He has his ear to the streets. He's got his finger on the pulse. You know what I mean? Triple H is not like Vince, where it's like, okay, he looks at look and he's like, you know what? He already has the gimmick already in his head. Triple H knows ball. Yeah. So automatically, if Okada was to come to WWE, give or take a year or two, that nigga is main event.
Look how he carried Cody Rhodes and just plopped Cody Rhodes here as he was.
That was the same thing.
I hated it as well. But anyway.
You're a hater, low key as well. But the thing is, let's be real. If, let's say, God forbid, in 2 years' time, Roman Reigns still has that belt. And Roman says, there's nobody left. And we hear the coin drop. Well, there's no shit. It doesn't matter what time you watch.
I'll count 10,000 points.
I think I'll lose my shit as well.
That's big news, man. Obviously, he hasn't hinted where he's going to be going, but he would love to, like, I think one of the comments was that he wanted to leave the promotion or whatever or not, but I think it'll be a good move for him to move to the States.
Back yourself, man. Try something new. Yeah. Whether it's in WWE or AEW. Yeah. 3 years, go back to Japan.
Yeah.
Mm. If it's AEW, you can probably still be in Japan, like, and do AEW.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, go WWE, man. I'm so sorry. Don't get me wrong. As much as we'll get all the matches we want from AEW, I feel like WWE is something to try.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him with Paul Heyman.
WWE would raise his profile.
Oh yeah, 100%. He'll be a TikTok star.
He's got
a humor as well. Like, I've seen stuff he's doing, like, with outside of wrestling as well. Yeah, I think he's
a comedy wrestler that just knows how to wrestle really well. Yeah. He's a clown, bro. I'm telling you.
He has fun.
That guy doesn't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
When he does that, when at the 46th minute when he's doing his drop kick to stop the Superman punch.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah. Hey! Should we tap to C1 or you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what's this
last
week?
Thing I saw on C1? I saw John Moxley versus Briscoe. What's his name?
Briscoe.
That was a good match.
Yeah, that was good. It was a nice match. Moxley really had it, like, he had it hard. I thought it was going to be like a soft match, but as I thought it was going to be like a Moxley match, but Mark really turned him over a bit.
It was a good match. Moxley's now got what, 6 points?
He beat Jay Lethal last week. I watched both at one.
Swerve beat Jay White.
I think what's been really good about this tournament, more so than the matches, has been these little afters with the promos and really kind of selling it.
That's not shown on TV, is it?
A lot of time, no. It's on the digital kind of stuff.
We need to get these matches. We need to get these promos straight after their matches, bro. Like mid, after the break, you come off the picture in picture. Oh, we just got things. Do you remember back in the day, yeah?
Remember, some of them are main events as well. So once the match is done, the show's done.
So, okay, cool. Even like a thing where it's like, whatever match has happened in the C1, for example, Moxley comes first, right? With Jay Lethal. The next match that comes up, do you remember back in the day where WWE, I think AEW do anyway, where it goes picture and picture, but it's not really picture and picture. You've got picture and picture, but you've got like a backstage segment there and the guy's cutting a promo.
So like when someone's making their entrance, they're doing like the little picture in picture.
And it's like,
last match.
So I think they should do stuff like that. I think that's stuff kind of like,
make it more real time.
Moxley's promo, his promo was on the show for his Mark Briscoe match. It was just class, just like, you know, this is professional wrestling, blah, 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 blah. Like, he sold it well. Eddie Kingston and Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson was really good.
Eddie Kingston was like, I'm
behind the eight ball. Like, I need to really, you know, get a 3 points. And Danielson was just like, I'm not going to be humble. Like, this guy says he's a champion. I'm going to beat him or kick his head off, all them kind of thing. And then I think their match was on Collision? That's been the best match of the tournament.
Yeah, that match was great.
That's what I've been waiting for to start this tournament. You got beat up, so. Like, we need like a banger, like, and I feel like they delivered. But now, it just feeds into the stupidity of Eddie Kingston putting his belts up and he's lost twice.
Apparently, that's not really a thing. They're not really going to use a title for this whole thing anyway.
Well, I don't understand. He lost the match. Is he now not the champion?
No, he's still the champion, basically. Whoever wins the tournament gets the belts.
It's basically World Cup. Imagine World Cup. 3 points. You get 3 points every time you win.
Oh, God, I got to WWE, man.
So mathematically, if Eddie Kingston loses one more match,
he's done.
He can't actually qualify.
He should do that.
At that point, he's not champion.
For him to qualify, he needs to win his next two matches. And Daniel Bryan, no, who's leading? Brody King. He has to lose his next two matches.
Group of death situation.
Yeah, it's
group
very,
of death.
It's a bit,
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the TNA
Battle for Glory.
I love that tournament.
I feel like it was better than this, if I'm being honest.
Well, the TNA one was amazing.
I speak to the mic, bro. People can hear you in that.
The TNA Battle for Glory series, I think that's my favorite tournament ever that I've seen in wrestling. I like stuff that more like league and rankings, and it reminds me a bit of like football tournaments, like Euros, World Cup.
Apparently, there's bare discourse about the way they're presenting this in terms of the rankings and who's won and stuff like that.
So Tony Khan said that he's a big, Tony Khan said, obviously, said one of the points was that Tony Khan is a big football fan. He owns Fulham. So he wanted to incorporate the whole thing of, because how is it in Japan? You only get 1 point, right?
You get 2 points.
Two points for a win.
So he wanted to make it three points. So you get 3 points in Premier League, innit? So he wanted to have that sort of like...
No, that's all fine. I think it's how he's literally being presented. So you know right now it's on a grid. Like, apparently it's a big discourse that it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'll clock that as well. Like, you sent me the picture here.
Because even with the way TNA used to do it, they used to show you how many matches you've done so far, your points, and they'll do it in order of like who's winning.
Who's got the most points?
So it's like a Premier League.
Win-loss isn't like a Premier League.
No, Alpha Glory was Premier League.
This was Sasudoku.
What he's doing, I think he's doing a thing where it's like, you're getting your points on the wrestler.
Yeah.
That's a mathematical equation.
I really like this tournament, though. I like it. It's a really good idea.
That's a mathematical equation.
When people talk about it being more sports, like,
what's that game on Microsoft?
This is one of those. Yeah,
What's that game on Microsoft? We have to try and click and knock the line.
Minesweeper. That game is stupid, bro. Can I not complete that game? That game is
just. I saw a video on TikTok and how people were able to complete it.
How?
Makes sense. I can't remember.
When you complete weapons, you get Sonic comes out the screen or something.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but it's. The tournament's all right. I think Swerve is in a good position. Swerve got 6 points now, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got 6 points.
Moxie got six. Brody King has got six. So,
do we see Jay Lethal and Briscoe and Daniel Garcia and getting wins?
I think Briscoe's going to get a win.
I think
Moxley's going to lose. Moxley's going to lose to somebody on the surprise
team. Moxley needs to lose his next match.
Who's he got next? You know,
I saw
he's got.
He's got Roosh. Roosh has to beat him.
Yeah. Moxley's only got Roosh and Swerve.
Ooh, I think Moxley Roosh is tomorrow. Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be cold,
that's
match.
That's a good match. Right. I was watching the Control Center and they both cut a promo. Roosh is a fucking star. Roosh is brilliant, man.
That match is going to be floggings, bro.
Roosh is absolutely... Because they've obviously wrestled before, innit? Roosh is brilliant. But yeah, no, the C1's been... It's been a good watch. I think for the first time they're doing it, I feel like it's been good. I'm excited to kind of see how it goes continuously through the years. This Triple Crown thing, I'm not too sure about it, but
yeah,
what can we do?
Sounds like they're just doing a bit too much, but here we are.
Cool. Back over to Japan. No, in Japan. Back over to here, bro. UK. Gabe and Will Ospreay had a bruv off on Instagram. Few words have said, can I play the soundbite? If you guys want to hear, you
won't chat about Flo Zilla, bro.
Can't see me.
This is how, even as an indie star, you get people invested in what you're doing. Like, it's difficult when maybe, you know, especially with Japan, what they're working with. There's not like a weekly TV product to kind of sell the match in it.
Yeah.
You have to put in work on the socials and do this kind of thing. And they're selling a match, like they're literally doing a great job.
Got a thing, yeah, so.
Who's talking to me? Who's talking to me? Look, I'm lying back on my kitchen, bro. Brand new fucking kitchen. Lying back like this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, bro. Looks like shit. Like your Christmas tree looks like shit and all.
Shit and all. Yeah, I know. Do you know what it is?
Nah.
Like, obviously, I think NK sent us in our group chat and I watched it and I was like, these men have made me pull out my Apple Pay.
I'm about to pay.
So funny. I'm about to pay for this, bro.
Are you
going to go?
I'm 100% going.
Is it going to be in
Crystal Palace, 16th of December.
Am I going?
Yeah, let's go.
1,000 next week. I'm not just taking it.
You go here.
You want to go?
Sam, you want to go?
Saturday. 16th for
December.
Next Saturday.
Was
Oluko
16 for December?
Next Saturday. I haven't checked. I want to get front row.
Even Oku versus
Zach
Gibson.
Are they
the
main
event?
That should be a good one.
Yeah,
I'll pull out.
Zach Gibson.
I'll pull out.
It's looking good. Honestly.
I know Sam Black's going to independent UK show. Me, what's I saying?
Sam, you're there for
me,
yeah?
Me.
Sam, you're there for
Jimmy, me.
You're there for there, yeah?
Huh?
You're there for there.
Scoot up.
Surprising. We've got Cotton's after, yeah?
Yeah. You know, fuck food.
Cotton's what?
Jamaican.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's looking to be something good. Looking for. I think that's the last pay-per-view in the UK of the year. Pay-per-view?
Uprising,
yeah, so.
World's End.
So it's going to be good, man. Look forward to that. Just pulling up my notes. There's obviously been a shout online about CM Punk. What's CM Punk going to do at Mania or even do in WWE, as he's coming and that. Who do you see CM Punk wrestle at Mania? Do you think he wrestles at Mania?
It's rolling, isn't it?
I'm just thinking, how are they going to get there? As in, how long are they going to have it going? Because they could have ignored from what happened last week.
Mm.
And then this week, Seth Rollins literally said, you know, to Adam Pearce,
I don't want to hear nothing about Punk.
He said when this all backfires about CM Punk and him being the good guy now, It's on you, sort of thing. Like, so you've now named CM Punk in a promo. Mm. Yeah. So it's like, it can easily get to WrestleMania, but I just feel like, how are we going to, what's the steps?
I think they should run something at Rumble. Can Seth still compete in the Rumble?
No, he's a world
champion.
I think anybody but Cody Rhodes should win the Rumble at this point.
Do you know who people are saying Sami Zayn should win?
Yeah, I'll be there for that.
For Sami Zayn.
I'll be there for Sami Zayn. That's my bro.
It's okay. It's all right.
I can't lie.
It's over for that.
I love him.
But for Matthew in the Royal Rumble to be doing this.
You'll be there.
I'm leaving London Bar.
Last year I was there.
After 5 years of being in WWE, last year. I would say,
But this year, I can't lie. Philadelphia, if I'm going, he's not going to be there.
Not 40.
Sami Zayn's
main event WrestleMania.
He made it really last last year.
In a tag team match.
This guy.
Semantics.
In a tag team match. I'm sorry. From what I saw from WrestleMania 13, not 40. We're seeing everyone in 40.
Okay.
We're seeing everyone in 40. And I don't want Sami Zayn in the main event when I'm seeing everyone in 40. No. I'm meant to be one in minute.
It's all right.
If you tell me that Sami Zayn is main event, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Sami Zayn for US title, I'll be there.
I'm not saying it should happen. I'm saying I'll be there for that because I like Sami.
Final two, I don't mind.
I like Sami. So I'm backing. Me, I can't trick myself and say I don't even like Sami. Sami, my boy.
I love Sami too. Final two, even final three, I'm dead. I like Sami when he's doing the glimmer of hope spots.
I can't lie. The final three, do you know the final three should be?
Fuck off.
Do you know the final three should be?
It's over for that.
Do you know the final three should be? Don't blast me. The final three, yeah, should be.
So you're saying one of these men are going to win the Rumble?
Yeah.
All right, go on.
And I know who's going to win. The final three should be Cody Rhodes, Punk, and Gunther.
Yes,
Gunther. Gunther should eliminate all of them.
100%.
Obviously, Punk goes out first, whatever. Or even Punk.
I think Punk should win.
Yeah.
This is. I think Punk should win. Maybe they've got a plan, but the way I've been seeing things, I just think Punk has disorganized a lot of what was in my head. Gunther and the IC Championship now, I don't know. Does he just keep hold of it? Because I thought heavyweight title was on the horizon. I don't know if that's on the horizon.
Damian Priest.
Yeah. This one is carrying briefcase. My guy, I can't see you winning it now. Yeah. I really can't. The queue is building.
I'm there for Gunther to win if he loses the IC title earlier in the night.
No, but I don't think Gunther should just give it away.
If he loses earlier in the night, I'm all for him winning the Royal Rumble.
Gunther Sheamus,
I'm all for the belt. And
is it for Gunther to give away?
Gunther does not need to lose that title anytime soon. I think he should.
Wait, hold on. You want him to win the Rumble?
Yeah.
I told you guys about my idea of Gunther losing to Chad Gable.
Too soon. There's too much people right now.
Gable.
So you want him to main event Mania?
No, Gunther can't main event Mania. It's over.
Gunther can. I'm not disputing it.
Let's get things straight. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns are main event night one's gonna be main event by women. Yeah. So good to get fit anywhere in that card against Seth.
I think it's Punk and Seth.
Every time Sami Zayn is there, there's no women main event.
Gunther should still have that IC title.
But then when I came back, I watched, I said, nah, we've been tricked. I can't lie.
Gunther should still have that IC title. That's it. Because WrestleMania, it'll be fitting.
I think Gunther has to.
It'll be fitting.
I think Gunther should basically win the Rumble. Monday Night Raw comes out.
No! Don't say it's vacated. Don't say it's vacated.
Not vacated. He's like, I don't need this no more.
That's vacated.
But not like that, man.
All right, can I suggest something?
Hear me. I'm not stupid.
Wait. You should just give it away.
No. I'm not giving my father's voice.
Take. Oh yeah. Collect.
He's not taking it out. He's just holding it for you.
Let me suggest something. Man. Don't kill me.
Please do not vacate that.
What if Gunther wins the Royal Rumble? He's still IC champion, or maybe he's lost it before.
Don't say what you're gonna say.
You missed it.
And he uses the opportunity to call out Brock Lesnar.
Oh Jesus!
Wait. So he's won the Rumble. No,
he doesn't go for the world title.
No.
I know it sounds a bit.
Mex, I usually agree with you.
No. Mex.
Yeah. You know what? Lesnar should eliminate Gunther. That's why he's angry, because his semantics didn't work. And then it drags on to 40, Lesnar Gunther for the IC title. I sold it. Lesnar should never fight for a mid-card title. I apologize.
That's rule number one. My biggest mistake. Mr. Black. Sam Black.
You've had two goals. You booed over them.
I was getting too into it. The right analogy.
On the road though, I can't lie. If Gunther wins the Rumble and he comes and says that, bro, I'll be embarrassed.
He doesn't need to win the Rumble.
I'm embarrassed.
Not now.
If Gunther wins the Rumble, he has to go for the
Fenafi, how much people right now have we got?
We've got too much people.
And what's CM Punk doing then?
What's Punk doing? You've got more in the middle of
fucking the champion.
There's too many people. You've even got Damian Priest. Have you just heard what Mets was saying? Do you know how much people he's got in the main event? You can't do it.
Let's win the Rumble then.
Yeah,
I can't. I don't want Punk to win the Rumble.
Let's see Punk win the Rumble. He hasn't won the Rumble yet.
He's the only one.
The
thing is, maybe I'm part of the minority of people that think this year. I feel like Punk, as much as he's the star he is and he's coming and he's, you know, he's going to get shot straight to the top, I feel like he should at least like
have struggle.
You've broken your leg. You've broken your leg over a guardrail. At least start from the bottom. Like start with like a meaningful feud first. Then work your way back to the top. I don't think you now just come straight jumping in.
Jump
through some hoops a little bit. Do you know what I mean? I'm not on the whole of Sam Black's like he hasn't been through nothing. He hasn't earned it. No, he's definitely earned it. But in regards to that CM Punk story, it's like you're now coming back to this company you've left after 7 years to rebuild the trust that you've lost from this. Like, start that
the
way.
The thing is, I hear exactly what you're saying, but I think
CM Punk's the easy way out. That's what I think.
I think if we look at it in the cold light of day, look, knowing who the champions are, let's just say nothing changes before Mania, it's either going to be Cody Rhodes or CM Punk.
Unfortunately.
Can I say, if it's not... If it's not CM Punk versus Seth, I think the women main event night one. I don't think... The thing is, a men's title match.
I don't know what woman now.
Rhea Ripley.
And Becky.
And Becky.
Thank you.
Bianca Belair and Charlotte.
You know the problem is, like, okay. I've always been an advocate since they went to these two nights that the women should always get the first night.
Yeah. Maybe Jade might be ready for then. I don't know.
I don't think Jade will be ready.
You know what? I love
not
Jade.
From not from the current comments that these lot been making. Jade is pretty much on some. You lot are just gonna have to wait until I'm ready.
It's all the work.
Triple H is on some. Them man didn't train her well. Like we basically have to start rip up the book and start again.
But that's
so. I think we might see her in the Rumble. She has a nice little spot in the Rumble.
Yeah, an appearance.
Eliminates some women, gets eliminated.
Yeah,
maybe I don't see her again.
I think she should have her own thing. I want to hear her theme properly. I want to hear her theme for 5 seconds after she runs in like that.
No, but Jade,
Mandem, I am bringing my equipment to Loden Bar. We are live streaming our reactions.
Of course.
I'll put two mics. Bring your mic. I'll bring my mic. We squat. Intervals. I don't care. Bring a table. We do it. bring a table. See, bro, when people come, I want to be screaming to the heavens, fam.
You know what I mean, fam?
People come, you want to eat.
You're immature.
I'm immature. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to fly.
But yeah, so we were saying, so what? Seth and Punk.
I mean, yeah, just in terms of names that have been thrown out for Punk's compared to WrestleMania, it's between Rollins, Reigns, and then people are saying Austin.
Oh. Austin who? Fury?
Austin, dream match for him though.
Austin Fury, Punk.
Stone Cold, brother.
I know you're not talking about Steve Austin.
That's the name people have been talking about, isn't it?
That's a dream match.
There is only one man
in 2023.
There's only one man on this planet with worse knees than CM Punk, and it just happens to be Stone Cold. You want them to main event WrestleMania together?
It won't last.
But then again, bro, we were at the bottom of Stone Cold and flipping Kevin Owens, bro.
That was a carry job.
He said Stone Cold carry something.
The same CM Punk that flew into a barricade and
that hurt though. Have you not banged from your team before?
No, because I'm not a baboon.
Bro,
you ever something to in your life?
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
Barricade.
Come on, man.
The same thing Lil Uzi Vert can do. I'm not there for Punk Austin. I'm sorry.
No,
I wouldn't mind it.
What do you guys think, just generally now, with like, obviously how stacked we've just said everything is, Damian Priest and the Money in the Bank briefcase, what do you think?
Something
they can
be the best.
I still don't think they can afford happen. to not give him an actual cash in?
They can do the best swerve of history. They can do the best swerve in history.
Uh-oh.
If they basically hired Damian Priest for, say, the month before Mania, yeah? And Punk, hide him, sorry. Then Punk and Seth have their match. Seth is tied in the ring. The final thing you hear, yeah, is Damian Priest's theme song come on and he runs, he steals the belt. That's the same thing that Brock, that he done to Brock in what? Brooklyn. What, WrestleMania 30?
Wait, do you want Damian Priest to do this at Mania?
Yes, bro.
I wouldn't give...
It's expiring, what?
I wouldn't give Priest...
You know what it is?
What?
You know what it is?
In terms of just how you're saying it.
Let's not repeat history. After Mania, we've got what? What? What's after Mania?
Backlash in Paris.
After Backlash in Paris, what?
Okay, he's got
Money in the Bank, maybe.
He hasn't got long, you know.
Unless they literally leave him right till Money in the Bank.
But what about July?
I think June or July is when Money in the Bank will be.
Here's the thing.
Let him cash it in on the, like...
Oh, sorry.
The just before it expires. But like maybe the Monday Night Raw before it expires.
A Monday Night Raw cash
in. Time is running out.
Must it always be?
It's a secondary
Mania.
World title.
It can't be Mania. They can tease it. They can tease
put
it.
Put the trademark there.
They can tease it. No, they
put
can
a trademark there already.
No, if you hit the trademark, you see the trademark and hit.
I'll lose my shit.
No, because I can't lie. I don't see if we do get CM Punk versus Rollins. I think Rollins retains.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But then I think in the months between Money in the Bank and WrestleMania. He cashes in somewhere there. But I think he has to cash in. Yeah. He cannot lose this title. Or if they escape, the only way they do it is it expires.
You want
I don't want to have the belt anymore.
Oh no, neither do I.
This tattoo, Dante. It's
I don't want it to last this long, but I'm just saying.
No, that's what I'm saying, bro. Let it be, bro.
It's cooking. No, it's cooking, but
it's not Mania.
I'm trying to bring it back. I want more names behind this belt at this point.
But then you're putting him in a title match.
Wait, can I
see CM Punk?
No. So, Limited Chamber. Obviously, I don't know how they're going to do it this time around, innit? So, Limited Chamber happens. Seth is in that match. He's in Limited Chamber. The end of it. He does the Edge thing, fam.
Can I suggest something?
So what I'm saying is now Damian Priest is going to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Facing who?
Whoever wins the Rumble, whoever chooses.
Can I suggest?
Oh, so you want Damian Priest to defend the title at WrestleMania?
No, so what I'm saying is if that does happen, whoever chooses to wrestle Damian Priest is, isn't it?
I don't want to see Damian Priest as champion at WrestleMania.
Who do you want to see?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I'd rather take Seth as champion than Damian Priest.
Wait, can I just say what they could do is Damian Punk and Rollins is non-title. Priest,
we for the title.
What they could do at 40, really?
I'm just gonna say WrestleMania at 40. I know what you're saying.
But obviously, Priest can defend the world title. Maybe gets Balor in a Judgment Day thing. But it doesn't have to main event the show.
It's going downhill. Balor versus Damian Priest for the world title.
Yeah, Punk Rollins non-title, and then the women main event.
What? It's going down.
I can't lie.
If we're doing Punk and Balor, that's Elimination Chamber.
No, Punk and Rollins.
Down. Oh, Punk and Rollins?
Yeah, Punk and Rollins.
No, it's main event.
No, not main event.
That shouldn't be main event.
No. Punk Rollins non-title. Chris Balor, main event. The women have the main event.
No, but who has the bar at this point?
So what are you trying to say?
That's an Elimination Chamber match. I'm so sorry. Wait. I don't want to see.
Where's the main event?
So he's saying basically.
Damian Priest to be a champion at Mania.
Okay.
He
I agree.
Who should be the champion?
None of them.
At this point, by Mania, I can't see anyone but Rollins being the champion. Yeah. So this is their two options.
I don't want him, I don't want him to be the champion, but he has to be the champion.
Okay.
That between WrestleMania and Money in the Bank next year, Priest becomes champion somewhere there, because we've got through all of these other situations. Or if they think they're going to move the title onto Gunther, they're going to move it onto CM Punk, Okada, anyone else, yeah. All they have to do is don't make him look like a chump.
Who?
And Priest, when he's the cashing and loses it, it expires. He runs out of time. They've never done that before. Mm. He runs out of time and it expires. And it's like, well, we had to take it off him somehow.
Oh,
that's a new
idea. I've got an 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 idea.
Don't sky the ball again.
No, I'm not going to sky. This one's going to top bins. I'm convinced. So cool. The whole idea of it expiring, right? It expires, right? And after now, when it expires, he now takes that out on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So all the times where Judgment, Thingy Finn and Rhea be like, yo, don't cash in. He takes it out on them.
Yeah.
And so after, that's when we now have the strip. they now have
Wait,
the
does that mean Priest loses?
It's no, Prince
on, so like he's saying, it expires, but then he's blaming on Judgment.
So he doesn't become.
He fumbles. He fumbles.
Yeah, he fumbles.
I don't want Priest to fumble.
Top bins.
It's not a top bins.
It makes sense. But I think for me, I feel like Damon Priest has to actually win.
Yeah, theory
failed. Away from the just carrying around a briefcase, they've actually built him up to, you know, this is, he's on the brink of at least. I don't want to say secondary world championship,
but that's
what it is.
You know what?
He
might win it at 40, you know? I might be
acting
the man.
Everyone's got a pen. We're going to go around. Everyone has got a pen. Yeah, I've got a pen. You've got a pen. Everyone book how you'd want this guy to win a title. Just book him.
I would just say a cash-in. Maybe, you know.
When? Give me the pay-per-view.
It doesn't have to be a pay-per-view. It can be on TV. It can literally be on TV.
But I think it should be
somewhere between Mania and winning it again. Money in the Bank again. Somewhere there, like he should win it, because nothing's
the happening.
I think Priest should either tease the Money in the Bank thing, you know, the briefcase at Mania, and obviously someone intervenes and gets involved
again.
Could be a possibility, or I think he wins it.
When?
I think it could actually work. I actually think it could work. I see it. It's weird. I actually see it.
I'm with you.
I actually see it.
I'm there to edit it in. I'm here to assist you. So that's it. What about you, Jimmy?
I just think if we're having Rollins retain,
speak to the mic.
If we're having Rollins retain, Punk Priest can win it like the pay per view of the month after, like in like
Paris.
Punk doesn't need to win the title.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? I kind of
Rollins
think about
retains
Punk
and then
before I kind of think, I think Punk might give back a lot. You know,
I don't think Punk's winning the title.
I think he's going to give back a lot. You'll be very surprised. I think he's going to give back a lot.
You got a pen, bro.
I would have maybe sometime after WrestleMania, Finn Balor says that he wants a fair one without any interference or anything. Mm. But this is just a means for Judgment Day to maybe like during the show, someone attacks Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins faces Finn Balor. Finn Balor doesn't win, but he's weakened him enough for Damon Priest to come out and cash in. And then,
And then Finn's like, why did you step on my monument? Like,
yeah.
So what they should have done,
SummerSlam. Yeah.
First.
Well, I wouldn't even mind if it's the Raw before it expires.
Yeah. I think they should literally take it to the wire.
Yeah.
I feel like with Damon Priest, luckily he's doing enough outside of the world title picture that even if we forget that he has to cash it in at some point, it still works in his favor. Yeah. So it's not like Austin Theory where every week they're badgering. Like, Money in the bank. As long as they don't now make Damon Priest now go and cash in on IC or US or NXT
that'd
title.
That'd be horrible.
I like the fact that they've made it known that he wants a world title.
I think the best way to go about this is basically Seth and Punk at Mania. After Seth's match, Seth is fatigued in the ring. Damon Priest runs in, cashes in, wins it, runs away. And we find out what happens in the next episode.
What date is that?
It's at Mania. I think it's happening
at Mania. Oh, at Mania?
Yeah. Because deep it, last time he cashed in was at Crown Jewel. Was it Crown Jewel? Crown Jewel.
As in the last cash in
attempt.
The attempt was when? Was that Survivor Series?
Yeah.
Well, Rhea came with the thing, innit?
No. Okay, he's done it twice. So Crown Jewel. Do you remember Crown Jewel? Sami Zayn came to rip off him.
Yeah.
Crown Jewel didn't work out. Survivor Series didn't work out. WrestleMania should work. It should be the final point where it's like, that's I'm going to get this out. And he runs away. Yeah, he deserves it.
You know the thing is, Triple H likes him a lot.
He deserves it.
I can see it happen at Mania. But when Lloyd first said it, he literally said, like, Seth Rollins is cashing at Mania. And I don't want it replicated like he said. If you find another way to do it at Mania,
I think he should grab the title, run away, win it and be like, oh my gosh, it's happened. He runs away. Tabloids next day.
I don't even think he should run away. Bro, you're fucking part of Judgment.
I should be him.
Stand there valiantly like the fucking champion.
Yeah. Or they can use it to christen the Monday Night Raw after Mania to give us something to remember.
The Judgment Day after party.
But like Rollins does something like open challenge on the Monday Night Raw. He loses it to Damien Priest that gets involved or whatever. Like.
Okay, I have an idea. So you see how they're teasing the whole Seth Rollins saying the same things that Punk is a bad guy and he will turn against you. What if CM Punk is a good guy and he stays a good guy through WrestleMania he loses to Rollins at Mania clean. And the next day he's like, yeah, the better man won. And Seth was like, oh, maybe I was wrong about you. Punk turns heel on that night, beats him up, injures him, whatever. And then that's when Priest comes and cashes in.
Maybe. I think Punk might turn heel before for the Rollins promo. For their whole thing going into Mania, but we'll see.
And I don't know if they'll boo Punk, but maybe that turn after and then that leading to Priest cashing in, like, and then
There's a queue though. I mean, it's a good queue. That's the most important thing. There's names, you know, that can win this title. People that are being prepped, people that are ready. So yeah, it's good.
Cool. Quickly before we wrap up, let's go through the questions. Let's go through the comments from last week. had a few comments. 24.
In a rush.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 24 comments.
Got a comment from Dr. Gospel. Unfortunately, he's not a member, so he's a brokey. Big up though, every single time, bro. Big up you guys for 200 episodes. Just came across you guys like 2 months ago. I've been locked in since for the Mandem by the Mandem.
Love,
bro. Got Lincoln Jack Domi, 1689, representing. He says, here's to the next 200. No group of men deserve the success that's coming your way. So proud to have been a fan along the way as well as brothers.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate every single time, bro. SD Kizzle, he's a brokey as well. He says, big 200, congrats, guys. Been here since the beginning. So good to see you guys shining to another 200. Darren EB1.
Darren.
Member. Big you up, bro.
That's cool.
The Milk World Order member. congrats on 200 episodes. Best wrestling podcast and content in the world right now. Appreciate you, bro.
Love.
We have Puro Wrestle Kid 99-XD9CD.
Yo.
Big you up, bro.
What kind of robot is that? Dali.
He's
a Dali. Dali.
He's got a member, you, so he's a bro. Okay. congratulations on the 5-year journey, guys. Here's to 5 more. Appreciate you every single time, bro.
Love.
You got one No Heady. He's a member. Big you up every single time, bro.
Love.
He says, congrats on 200, guys. I haven't been a member as long as others, but it's been worth every penny. Here's the future. Best wrestling pod. It's not close. Appreciate you. Then we have Gabe the Kid, 8302. Congrats on 200 episodes, boys. Big you up every single time, bro. Just Being Joe. He says he's a member.
Big up, celebration. Joe.
Congrats on 200 and many more to come. Wrestling to the world. Big up every single time, bro. He came to Basement Grooves.
Yeah,
come on, man. Got Ishmael. Big up every single time, bro.
Is that Ishmael? The one from Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
200 out now. Big you up. Big up you, man. Appreciate every single time, bro. You're not a member, so you're broke. Okay. Miss Sandu 1001. He's not a member, so he's a broke. Shout out to you guys. Fire podcast, my bros. Appreciate you, bro.
Love.
On a fight, CWH.
Cheers.
How do you say hello in Spanish? Oh, he's a member. Anafi turned into an uncle when NK raised this point.
No. We need to run about. NK did bring evidence.
Can I just say?
NK did bring evidence.
Wait. I was in that chat and NK's right.
Yeah, NK's right. I told you.
And I backed you and we were wrong. Like, NK was right.
No.
We were wrong. NK was right with what he was saying. You were spitting gems, but...
So, okay, clarify what I said.
You was basically like, you felt like CM Punk should be doing...
More. You said he's too happy. He's
and doing, that he
you're
should
not
be
feeling the happy promos. Yeah.
And NK was basically saying like...
No, you did say that, because I remember telling you... Bro, and the thing is, I was saying this...
You're not cover up my head for my head. My
and the thing is, I was saying to you that the reason why that's not the case, because this is...
You were right.
AEW, it's not like that.
Come on, man.
Free my brother, Lloyd.
As it stands, there's no evidence. So, you might have just chatting gibberish right now, but I can't lie. You might have just using your eyes.
I'll send you money for canteen,
bro. Bring me the evidence, my nigga.
The voice not saying that, like, Punk is poo and everything. And I was like, do you remember?
All I said is I want Punk to go to the main event.
Oh,
yeah,
No, and you said you were happy with his promos. Yeah.
My brother,
happy.
Bang
like,
with oh, them doors,
I
bro.
What you mean? Okay, I think I know what Lloyd kind of means. Like,
when he first came in.
Yeah, okay.
I might have said,
we all get what he means, but he said what he said.
Yeah.
No, but I came out. My problem was this. I think NK's point was this. NK said the words that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. NK said, Lloyd was not happy with CM Punk's run. When he said, I was like, wait, what?
Like, it's too strong.
Yeah, like, I was like, bro, come
I hear
on,
it,
man.
But, yeah.
That was it. How did they say basketball? Flagrant. That's flagrant.
I hear what you mean. I hear what you mean. You're both kind of right.
Bro, I was like, oh, come on, man. I was a bigger fan than you.
Anyways.
You are now.
Navyag Chima, big you up, bro. That's a hell of a name. He says, congrats, brothers. Well, appreciate you, brother. Last comments from On A Fight. He says, 200 is big. However, hello in Spanish. Hola. Nigga, that is your name. What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
I was a bit annoyed that certain people were saying names, but they are the main criminal. But I'm not going
to... Oh, shit, I know what you're talking about.
Jay's brother.
No, what is it? What is it?
Jay's brother.
That's hate. That's hate. That's hate.
Oh, shit, that's hate. That's hate.
Let's wrap up.
All right, cool, man. I'm going to love you and leave you here, man. Guys, continue to subscribe. Continue to start subscribing. Following, sharing. We're live on TikTok. Bro, people are loving our videos on TikTok, man. You're missing out on great content on TikTok. So head over to our TikTok channel. We might even drop a TikTok video for you today. So go train it for that. Guys, 6th of February at Hackney Wick Colour Factory. Come and watch Hustle, Hackney Wick Wrestling at Colour Factory. I said it twice.
Best British wrestling company.
Yeah.
Remember I said that.
Yes, sir.
Also, guys, on the 30th, we've got like a low-key show as well. Literally down below us, so come and watch that there as well.
Yes, sir.
Anything I'm missing out? Members,
tier rankings is out now.
Yes, sir.
Be watching tier rankings. It's gonna be all
members get it in advance. So if you're a member, you can watch next the week after this episode.
They're already ahead of you.
A week before, innit? So guys, go watch it, man. Last anything else? Any more announcements?
We are doing a Royal Rumble.
The Man and Weekender.
We're doing the Man and Weekender. 28th of January. If you missed the last Basement Grooves. If you want to see Allah, if you want to see Jimmy,
that's just naming names.
Hey, this for the member.
What does that mean? If I see
what kind of trousers? If you want to see blacks in action,
if you want to see Dale in action,
hey, I was even there last time. Royal Rumble 27th of Jan. By Basement Grooves 28th of Jan. Coming in, drove the Mando.
By the Mando Weekender.
And yeah, it's been.
I'm Ben Anafi,
Delboy,
Jimmy,
Sam Blacks,
Mex,
Wrestling Podcast, coolest wrestling podcast in the world. Tell everyone, tell your girl, tell your, yeah. Bye, the man.
Bye.